Oh, hello, guys. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Welcome back.
We are back. How are you feeling? First show done. It's 11:24 at time of recording. Jade, you've been a big lull there. You right now?
Yeah, I feel good now.
A big banana.
Big banana. Big stretch. I'm good to go.
She's just sucking that banana off in front of me like it turns me on.
You loved
Let
it.
Let me tell you,
you loved
it doesn't.
Yeah, you got half a chub.
No,
did
I didn't.
You?
I can confirm zero chub.
No, I can see it. What's that in your pants, you big boy?
Nothing. Well, that is a tack.
Actually, on the holidays.
Congratulations.
I had to.
It makes me sound like I've got a penis.
You got a micro penis?
I don't.
You want that on the record.
I swear I don't have a micro penis.
It's okay if you do.
Well, I don't, Jade.
Can I whip it out then? Let's prove it.
Let's absolutely not prove it.
When Crevo flops his out to you, I'll flop mine out.
Yeah, it'll happen
happening.
One day.
No, you'd go straight to HR, Jade.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Oh, the boys flop their
As
dicks
if
out.
I'm the least HR person here.
And I won't be doing it, so it's just not happening.
A few bevvies on our trip to Mexico.
Oh, I haven't heard about this
Mexico
trip.
Oh, one day it'll happen.
Guys, how are your holidays?
Yeah,
you're
really
good.
Yeah.
We had 3 weeks away from one another, so it's good to see you. We had dinner at your house on Friday night
to
break the ice, which was nice.
Did you pick the Pav because you knew it was one of my favourites?
No, it's...
I thought that
yes,
was
Crevo.
Really nice.
I do
you
know you love a pavlova,
yeah,
but it was partly... for Christmas, Santa got Emmy and I a KitchenAid.
Yep.
Which is like a nice mixer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the things I've wanted to make, but haven't been able to without a mixer.
Well, let me tell you, local celebrity, MasterChef 2020 contestant, Reese Hignall, you conveniently ran into him at the shops, which you seem to always do.
It's been
you must
twice
be stalking
now.
Him.
In fact, the second time he goes, I always run into you at the shops.
And it's funny because you hate the shops.
I do hate the shops.
He commented on the picture of your Pav and said, nice Pav, guys.
Didn't you see that? No, I didn't.
So you got a little tick of approval from a MasterChef contestant.
I'm pretty happy with
but
that.
But he wrote,
stoked.
Nice Pav, guys.
Nice Pav, guys.
And then I wrote back, hey, at Reese. Crevo made it, even the base. I was very impressed, although there was some confusion at first, I thought he was making a savoury Pav when I saw him whip out the mini gherkins. Turns out they were finger limes. Ha ha.
Did he reply?
No, he didn't.
Okay. Too much.
Can I just say, Jade?
Can we talk.
Shh. Listen for one sec.
Okay.
You can't help yourself. Crevo get some attention for his great Pav making skills, and you've got to make it about yourself.
It was on my post. My post.
Doesn't matter. Throw him a freaking bone.
I did throw Crevo a bone.
And you took credit for it as well.
No, I didn't.
Because he said, nice Pav, guys. You didn't say Crevo made it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's fair.
I did say Crevo. Do you listen?
No.
typical bloke.
You hear what you want to hear, Jade?
I said...
I'm excited about having finger limes on pavlovas, though, by the way.
They were delicious.
They're good.
Yeah, Crevo made it. First sentence.
There you go.
Double checked.
Okay. Thanks, Jade. This is pointless.
Get them in. They're good in gin and tonics as well.
Ooh,
finger
yes.
limes. Mm.
They're just like little balls of limey goodness.
Mm.
So good.
Very cool. We actually, doing gin chat. We got this one that's rhubarb and lemongrass or lime or something.
Out of 10?
Oh, that's maybe the best gin I've ever had.
How do you have it?
So we just have with lime, or we've got those mini kumquat limes, the calamansi.
Yum.
Very fragrant tonic.
Beautiful.
Ice, heaps of ice. So good. It's like a purpley colour.
I love it. I love a flavoured gin. It's really becoming a thing.
You know what? I was looking at one of those liquor shops, I forget which one, and I was at the gin section. I was like, 3/4 of these are pink.
I know.
There's hardly any clear gin left.
People love gin.
They do. Do you like gin?
I don't mind it.
A gin and tonic. Hard to go past
Not tonic.
In summer.
Gin has gone through such a transformation in the last 5 years. Used to be for old Grandma Betty, 88 years old.
Yeah.
You just love it. Just mixes well and you don't get a headache like you do with vodka.
It's just the refreshingness, I think.
Yeah.
Would you like a gin, darling?
Are you funny you say that my grandma used to drink gin? Gin and tonics.
Well, it's traditionally an old lady drink.
Yeah.
But, you know, now if you're between 18 and 35...
You're guzzling it down. Yeah.
Guzzle.
Enough gin chat. Welcome back to the podcast. Yeah. Another year here. Thank you. If you're new to the show,
welcome.
And if you can, please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts at the end of this or whenever you feel like it, even now. And that really helps us.
Yeah, it does.
It does. Helps us be able to keep making these podcasts.
Yeah. It does. So it's not a plea, but please do it.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Don't speak so soon, Jay. You never know around here.
I always say, like, if you can get back in the building in a new year, great signs.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
Oh, yeah, we're back in the building.
Hey!
Hello, guys.
My card pass worked this morning.
Mine
and I
did
was
too.
Like, yo, beauty, let's go.
We're back in, baby.
Oh, good to see you guys. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Amazing.
I had to come back to work 2 days early because I didn't have enough leave. So I've been back at work for 2 days, but I was so good. Crevo,
yes.
You look like you've shaved 5 years off your age.
Doesn't he?
Look at his skin. He looks so fresh.
You do look fresh.
Well, I just feel good. I think it's all the sleep. You know,
it's
3 weeks
isn't it?
Of just having proper sleep.
This morning was hard getting up,
was.
Not going to lie.
It
I
was
love
a nightmare.
That sunrise, though. I haven't seen one of those in a while.
Yeah. Good morning, Producer Jackson. Welcome back.
Good morning, guys.
Well, you've been back for ages.
Only 2 more days than you.
Oh, yeah. Look, thank you for coming back again this year.
Yeah.
Putting up with us.
Yeah, Jackson.
That's fine. The pandemic's kept me here, but I'll put up with you for another however long.
Hamish has flown the coop, though. No, he hasn't. He's still on holidays. Good morning, Sarah. She's filling in today. Good
morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Sarah.
Thank you. Now, how are you dealing with the early starts?
Oh, I'm not going to lie. It's hard. It's really hard. Mm. Yeah.
Not
I don't
good.
Know, I don't know how you guys do it.
You sound good, though, so that's the main
a
thing.
A lot of caffeine.
Yeah, that's
coffee.
It.
Coffee. Coffee's the answer.
Hey, guys, very exciting because Lads versus Lasses is back.
Yeah, it is, and we're kicking things off the right way. $100 go-karts, go vouchers on offer to the winner.
Yeah.
So we need one guy, one girl, step up to the plate, new year, new score. So we've wiped it back to zero.
Yeah,
I can't believe the
last
one.
We're
going
to have a trophy this
year,
though.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, great. That's going to be good.
Okay.
So it gets already organised.
It's all to play for.
I forgot to tell you.
Taking your calls after this on 13 10 09.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM.
Lads
versus Lasses.
Thank you.
That's right, it's back for the new year, and of course the lasses, I can't believe they took it out last year due to a coin toss.
It was amazing. What a moment on the show.
Felt rigged, but whatever.
Oh, please, you flipped the coin.
Do you know what? True. I've got the audio of the moment Jenny Craig walked away with the win for the lasses last year. It's heads, the lasses are back!
Oh, no!
Yeah!
Oh, my God!
The lasses have won for 2020.
Congratulations, Jenny. Give me a hug.
Oh,
love it.
Prevo.
Oh, all on a coin toss.
I
How
had
devastating.
No idea. I was trying to catch up.
So,
it was a very big moment.
Very intense, you know. And Jade, you're saying that this year there's a trophy involved, so even more to play for.
Yeah, you got
to
win the, I think just one of those trophies that they have in the I don't know, the yacht clubs, how we each year, Lasses 2019.
We'll work on that. We've got a whole year to figure that one out.
Work 21. In progress. Now, we do need a lady to play today. We've got one guy on the line ready to go. So if you'd like to battle it out for, as you might say, the fairer sex, please call 131009.
But right now we're going to Kevin. He hates Brussels sprouts. He drives an XR6 Turbo, guys, and he wishes he had a Lambo. Hello.
How are you, Jake?
Good. Welcome to the show, Kevin. You're our first caller for 2021.
One, Jake.
100.
Oh, yeah, g'day, g'day.
Thanks for that.
How was your Christmas / holiday periods, Kevin? Anything special happening in your life?
Nah, nothing special, mate. It's just work.
Oh, no good. Well, let's win you this $100 Go-Karts Go voucher. Jade, question number one for Kevin, please.
All right, Kev. Who is Katy Perry engaged to?
Oh, Kevin's calling from outer space.
Pass. Orlando Bloom.
Oh, no good.
All right, Kev. Number two, name a celebrity on this year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Katy Perry.
Who, sorry?
What?
Tony Parent.
Tony Parent is correct. Oh, cool. Yes, very good. Excellent. One point on the board.
One on the board.
Good job. And your final question, which actress plays Queen Elizabeth II on the Netflix show The Crown?
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. He's not playing her. No, it's Olivia Colman. We've had no last this morning, which means you win. $100 go-kart go voucher on the way to your house, Kevin. Thank you, mate.
No worries.
You
want the address?
No, not on the air. Not on the air.
Give that to producer Jackson, all right?
Thanks, Kev.
I like Kev. He's a bit loose.
You want the address? Yeah, of course.
Guys, holidays, they went so quickly, but there was a moment on my away time, I guess we could say, where my husband got a little bit jealous and he missed me a little bit not too much. He missed me enough to get upset. So I'm going to tell you what went down and it involved my mother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can I just say, Jade has brought in a ring light selfie thing this year. You are looking great this morning.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, well,
great
complexion. Well lit.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. New FM.
We've got family dramas kicking off 2021. I love it.
Where to begin? Well, so much happened with me and my family on the holidays.
You're only off for a week, so that's quite fascinating.
Amazing.
There's so much to happen.
You pulled this off.
Well, okay. Now, you both know I'm very close with my family.
Yeah, you shower naked with your mother.
All the time, too close. Right?
So, okay, my mum, I love her to bits, and I trust her now. Well, I found a beauty therapist, right, and I really like her to the point where I could be her friend. And I thought to myself, you know what? If I continually go to this beauty therapist for, you know, waxing, getting a Brazilian, that sort of stuff, it just, I don't know, it'd be a little bit awkward. Like, I really like her. So I don't know how to branch into the whole let's be friends thing outside of business, but I don't think me going then getting her to wax my yeehaw is the way to go about it, right? Because then that's a bit too intimate. So,
girlfriends, show each other
what you're worried about. Right. What you're worried about is if you get too intimate with certain, they're not procedures, but I guess they are. Yeah,
yeah.
Then you will be like, oh, I can't be friends because you've seen all that.
Yeah.
Is that what? Okay.
Exactly. So basically, mum got into town and I bought some wax because I thought, you know what? I can do the waxing myself, like physically.
A Brazilian at home?
Yeah, no. Right. So I actually lied down on my back and I thought to myself, in front of the mirror, I think I can do this myself with wax. Like, it can't be too hard. And then I realized very quickly that, you know, trying to get the correct angles
doing it myself in front of the mirror, it just was never going to go down well. So Mum flew in, and I was like, Mum, Ben's still at work. Can you please do me a favour? You're my mum. Can you please wax my ear?
My God.
Because I can't do it by myself. And, like, I just had hair. It was just annoying me, and I didn't want to go down the shaving route. So, anyway, Mum's like, yeah, all right, Jade. So, I'm on the couch. Mum's like, spread them. Like, all right. So, I'm there, like, holding my bits. Mum's there with the wax. I'm screaming. And then she's like, what time's Ben coming home? Because the dogs went to the front door. I said, oh, no, that's probably the mailman. He's not coming back for another hour. Hear the keys. Mum's like, quick, quick. So then I'm running to the bathroom, like, waddling because I've got wax there still. Mum's in there next minute. And then Ben's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. And then next minute, all he can hear is screams because Mum's waxing.
Ripping
and
it
I'm
off.
In pain.
So, just to sum this up,
yeah,
this was all so you can possibly be friends with the beauty therapist.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Jade, let me tell you.
I'm just speechless.
It's her job. You're taking money out of her back pocket by doing it yourself.
It's just like once you
see. Well, we're getting her on the show.
Someone's 100%.
We'll get her on the show.
We'll have a chat to her and see if you can still be friends if she does your
waxing. It always breaks the ice doing it that way.
Yeah.
All right.
Breaks the ice with your mum, too.
Hand the number over. We'll call her today. News time with Sarah up next. And you have been too much, really, isn't it?
No.
Good morning.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. That makes the world
go. Oh, guys, we are back. Good morning. Hey. Holidays, we're back at work. I went up to North Queensland for my holiday. Went up there for a couple of weeks. Never again.
Yeah.
It's far too hot. It was awful. I know that's probably a given, but it was just terrible.
The humidity was
The humidity was horrific. Like you go outside for 5 minutes, you walk down the road, all your clothes are drenched, you have to wash them. The issue that I had... And all the places that we were at had no washing machines. And because it was over the, like, Christmas Day, Boxing Day period, all the laundromats were closed. So I was carting around a suitcase full of filthy, sweaty, smelly clothes.
Oh, my God. Horrific.
Stinky, stinky. Lucky I didn't lend you my suitcase in the end.
You know what? That is true. It would have stank. One of the big issues that I had, right, we were on Magnetic Island, which is this island off Townsville. Really nice place, but so remote. And we were staying at this, like, YHA backpackers place.
Okay.
The washing machine was broken.
Oh, no.
And I was forced to wear the same pair of undies for 4 days.
Oh, man.
A bit much, isn't it?
Did you get that? In a youth hostel.
The free hand soap? Normally they give you a little mini soap.
No free hand soap. But the problem is, it was raining the whole time. So I couldn't even get out there like I was back in the, you know, 1900s. Scrubbing my undies, hanging them on the line. It was so humid, they weren't drying. So I had to wear the same undies for that long. And I've never done that in my life. Ring the shame bell for me.
Yeah,
I'll do it on myself.
Shame.
That's quite disgusting.
13:10:09 this morning, though. How long did you wear the same pair of underpants?
Surely no one's beaten 4 days.
You know what? It's something. It's one of those things that people have done but won't admit. Well, I'm admitting it.
You can remain anonymous. How about that? We'll throw that as a possibility.
What about you two? Longest ever time?
I don't even remember. Maybe a couple of days.
2 days?
Yeah.
2 days?
No, I think 2 days.
Probably something like that when you run out or something. I can't remember a time where I wore them for more than 2 days.
Yeah, I've definitely never worn longer
There's
than
nothing
that.
Wrong with it, guys. You know, well, you're on holidays, you're in your own filth already, so you might as well see it through to the end.
I think it's fine if you're at home. I can elaborate on rules
after,
in a second.
13:10:09, how long did you wear the same pair of undies? Please help me out here.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you, is 4 days too long to wear the same pair of undies?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, so on holidays, I went up to North Queensland, no washing machine, pouring rain. I had to wear the same pair of undies for 4 days. Am I a grub?
Yeah, yes. You are.
What did you? What should I have done?
Just freeballed it. Gone commando.
Yeah, that's probably the better option.
Let the bits dangle.
Like, you got to have some fresh air circulating around there, mm-hmm. you know? Like, especially in a very humid climate. Because well, I'm imagining, and just... Like, fill me in if I've got this wrong.
Yeah.
But things were sweaty.
Everything was sweaty all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't pleasant.
Just 90, sweat. Let 90 it drip.
90 plus percent humidity, you know. Things just... I'm surprised you didn't. It wasn't getting moldy or something, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So, what? So you're filthy, basically.
Mm.
That is. Does anyone not think Maddie's filthy on 13 to 09?
Do you know what? Like, when you're on holidays, you accept a little bit more personal filth. Don't
yeah,
you agree?
A little bit.
You know,
right.
You go swimming, you're although, jumping in the water all the time, you know, in and out. There's a stench.
We're making, like, you know, pretty critical on Maddie here, but Jade, you love to wear a shirt for a week at a time.
Yeah, but this is where the rules come in, because if you don't break a sweat...
Then it's okay.
Possible. See, I don't believe you don't sweat.
We've been,
I think
we
I know
have been
we have, but I'm
this.
Calling BS.
No.
You wear the same jeggings for 5 days straight. Now, that is very close to your downstairs
and
area,
do,
and I imagine they must rake at the end of the week.
I do the sniff test, my friends.
Yeah, well.
And it passes for Jade. Are you going to sniff test those undies that Maddie...
You know what?
I brought them in here today.
You two have made me sniff your armpits. I am refusing to sniff Maddie's underwear on this one.
Hey,
Crevo, take one for the team.
I
want to
prove this. Wear your jeggings for a week, and on a Friday, I'll sniff your jeggings.
You will?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have jeggings on today?
I've got tights on.
Same. Wear the same tights all week.
Okay.
And you sit there on your crown thinking you're so high and mighty.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you don't
sweat.
Let's
see how they are at the end of the week.
Good. You know what? Purposely, I'm going to get them filthy.
I don't feel as bad now. I feel like jeggings for a week versus undies for 4 days.
Yeah.
Same.
Same.
Not that different.
I might go for a nice long run in these later.
Thanks, guys.
But we're going to do a round of some of our best holiday stories in less than 60 seconds in a sec.
The best stories only, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Straight away, no fuss.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
And we want to talk about our best holiday story in the first 60 seconds. In the 60 seconds, sorry.
Well, that's right. You know, cut out the crap, the good stories, straight away.
Bang.
Done.
All right, so mine's stopwatch, am I?
Yep, stopwatch.
Who wants to go first?
Maddie can.
I'll go first.
Oh, should we save the best to last? I think Maddie should go last.
Why do you say mine's the best?
Well,
you haven't heard it yet.
It probably is.
Mine's pretty standard.
All right,
as well.
Well, you go, Chris.
Oh, shotgun. Can I go first?
Yeah, you go first. All right, cool. Take it away.
All right. So for me, it was obviously hanging out with my mom. So she came down from Queensland and we obviously had a good time. And that's about it, really.
12 seconds. Very good. That
oh
was
my
quick
God.
As anything.
What a boring life you live, Jack.
That was a highlight. I hadn't seen Mum in... Mum hadn't been down here in 2 years because obviously your partner had cancer. Like, he lost his job, couldn't afford
I've
to
I've got
down.
Something for you
so
from
was,
your own
nice.
Holiday. Just from watching your socials, you and your mum going to get a pedicure together, taking a photo of your feet with spaces between them. I can't believe you and your mum have the exact same toes.
Well,
they're very, you know, unique looking toes, let's just say that.
Short and stubby.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say
short
it.
Short and stubby.
He said it.
I'm joking.
I have gorgeous feet. But anyway, so that's all I'm going to say on that.
Very good. Crevo, you're next.
All right, my turn. So, couple of days after Christmas, we had... 4 other people staying in the house for about 3 days. I felt like I was running a Ramada Inn or something because I was doing like 3 meals a day. Plus everyone, we're doing drinks, we're doing coffees.
Washing the towels.
It was constant. Yeah. I basically ran a hotel for 3 days. And what I've realized is I never want to enter the hospitality industry. It's way too hard.
Because you stayed home, yeah?
Yeah, I stayed home. But it was great. We played a lot of cards, like drank beer, did barbecues and just did that for 3 days. It was amazing.
Nice.
Oh, good stuff. Okay.
Well, 36 seconds.
Very good. Here we go. Are we ready for mine?
Yeah, yes. Go.
As you can see right now, I have an iPhone 6, which is severely cracked and damaged. So basically, I ruined my very expensive Android phone on holidays. The phone was doomed from the start, though, right? So this is what happened. We get to the Airbnb. We get to Cairns, Port Douglas. We finally get there. The driveway sloped. Bush turkeys everywhere. Middle of the driveway, there's a filthy big bush turkey turd. My phone falls out of my pocket, slides down the driveway, straight through the middle of it. It stunk. It was disgusting. Next thing that happened to the phone, I jumped in the pool with the phone, meant to be waterproof. Apparently not. Started working again, which was fine. I dropped it a third time and I've ruined an $1,800 phone.
Wow.
Three strikes and you're out. No insurance, terrible. No nothing.
Yeah.
Now you're on a dirty iPhone.
An old iPhone.
Well, I'm going to get it fixed. It's like $500 or $600 to get fixed. But
that stings.
It's an iPhone 5, thank you.
That 60 seconds is up.
That wasn't your best holiday story. That was your worst.
Well, I
mean,
are you
going to give us the best?
Do you really want the best?
Yeah, of course. No, you know what? 7 o'clock.
No, I'll quickly do it. So it was Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Right. And there was me, three other mates up there, a couple, our friend John and myself. And we thought we were at this resort in Townsville. It was really nice. Anyway, we started drinking around 11 a.m. and our friend John is on his phone all the time. I'm like, what are you doing? He was on that gay messaging app Grindr.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
So I was like, oh, yep, funny. This random man walks up into like the area of the pool with his like little bag and he goes, okay, come inside. John takes him into the room that we were sharing.
You and John?
No, John and the masseuse guy. So basically, long story short, he's like lined up a masseuse on Grindr to come over and give him a free massage for an hour.
On Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day in our shared hotel room.
Oh my God. So now you say shared hotel room. We're talking twin beds?
No,
they were sharing a bed.
The same bed. So here's this strange man naked with John in my room giving him a massage.
Big old oily massage.
Apparently, according to him, nothing happened. But I'm sorry. If there's two people naked in there, look, something must have happened.
On Christmas. Merry Christmas Day.
And the guy, I love the guy. He has this little backpack, right? Clink, clink, clink. Full of the essential oils. I walk into the room after, just in shock and disgust.
The whole thing.
And it just reeks of, like, lavender.
Coconut and lemongrass.
Christmas Day.
What have you been doing, a stir fry in here or what?
And then another guy, one of the other guys we were with, John's 1 hour had like finished.
Yeah.
The masseuse comes out and he goes, next please. And our other friend walks in and goes and gets one too.
He set up a business.
Yes. Well, he got no money for
That's
it.
That's amazing.
What a story. I think he should have. Yeah, that was the best one.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
New FM.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
I tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Yeah, well, let's hope we get it in the year 3000. 10 more years.
Well, I was in hope.
Can't skip over the fact that Jade thinks that the year 3000's in 10 years, can we?
This is The Novos.
New FM. That makes the world
go. So, guys, it was Christmas Eve, and I had my parents come to visit for dinner, right? A nice little family dinner.
Yeah. Nice.
They arrive. They drive up from the Central Coast, and they, you know, they come through the gate. They park in the driveway, shut the gate, and I'm like, right, okay, I can let Molly, my dog, out. To go greet them. She's very excited, you know. She runs out there racing million miles an hour, comes around the corner and runs straight into my dad's opened the car door, the corner of the door, straight into her shoulder. She screams and screeches.
Oh, no.
The whole street come out of their houses.
Crevo's killing his dog.
They think like a dog's been run over something like that, screaming so loud. Of course, she wasn't calming down and like was standing there waiting, just trying to see if like maybe she'll like feel a bit better or whatever.
Yeah.
Starts swelling up. I'm like, oh, this is bad. bundle her into the car with 10 minutes to go, get to the vet before it shuts Christmas Eve. It's like the last emergency vet.
Yep.
$500 later, got like, you know, like painkillers. She's on the doggy morphine. Plus, and they're like, you know, this is the good stuff. We have to get it out of the safe. and a whole bunch of anti-inflammatories.
So just bruised?
Really badly bruised, it turned out in the end. She's okay now, fine, back to how it was. But what I thought we could do is a first day back phoner. 13-10-09, when did the pets get expensive on the holidays? Because it's always a public holiday, the vets are all away except that one who's volunteered to make the big cash by staying on duty. And they always charge an absolute fortune for everything.
I stayed out at Mum's for a week and I didn't realise my cat that's at home with them, they're paying like $100 every 2 weeks for his food.
Really?
Yeah.
What food?
It's like his urinary tract, like specialised food.
Oh, my God. So
it was, you know, it has problems. But it's expensive.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
But especially on the, like, it doesn't have to be this year, but like one of those Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve that, when the pets have to go to the vet and it costs you a fortune, give us a call, 13-10-09.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM.
We are asking you, when did the pets get expensive on the holiday?
Gee, thanks. Just put it. I like it. I want it. I got it. Get money, get rich, baby, tap in.
I got bills.
$500 on Christmas Eve for a couple of painkillers, anti-inflammatory and doggy morphine.
Can I just
for my
ask,
dog, yeah.
Did they just sort of like double the fee because it was Christmas?
Yeah, absolutely. So up until 8 p.m. they have an on-call vet on Christmas Eve who they just charge this, like, I think it's double or whatever. If you have to go, we got there 10 to 8, so if you have to go after 8, you have to go to this like emergency animal hospital. And they're like, oh, that'll be thousands for what you had to deal with today.
Oh.
So kids, luckily we got in there quick.
Become a vet. That's
yeah,
all
if
I'm
you
saying.
Want to get absolutely minted and drive a Merc for the rest of your life, get into veterinary science and become a vet.
Don't become a doctor for people.
No.
It's not enough money.
Not as much money as I think the vets are making.
All right, we're taking your calls right now. Good morning for 2021. Gabby, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Gabby.
Hey, Gab.
Doing well.
How were your holidays? Good?
They were really nice. I had a quiet one. We did the same thing as you. Actually, we had a couple of guests staying with us. And apart from that, a lot of kayaking and hiking. So it was good.
Oh, happy days. Tell us, when did pets get expensive on the holidays for you, Gab?
It was my parents' cat probably about 5 years ago now.
Yeah.
And he was old. He was like 20 years old. Oh, and my grandma's like a chronic feeder. So Christmas Eve, she just loads him up with steak. And then Christmas Day, he's not looking so good. Like you can see, he's not moving much. He looks like he's in pain. So we bundle him up Christmas Day, get him down to the emergency vet. They basically put him on oxygen, start the whole thing. They come out and they're like, look, just so you know, just showing up, getting the oxygen, getting the painkillers, you're already, like, basically 1,500 down.
Oh, my God.
They give us a $7,500 quote just to basically keep him in there for the week while they determine what they can do to help him.
Wow. That's
a staggering
highway robbery.
Yeah, that's
Jeez.
A joke.
Yeah, wow. It was an absolute joke.
So did you get a new cat?
Oh, man. He was so unwell. They said, look, to be really honest, he's probably not going to survive the week anyway, and he's in terrible pain. So we did actually let him go at that point, the poor guy.
Oh, that's sad.
He was so sick, and you could just see that, you know what, like, he doesn't understand what's happening to him, and it's not right to have him in that
pain. No, that's so true,
It's so sad, though, isn't it? Like, so, I guess you do, like, get to a line where you do need to make that call. Like, my grandmother, she is, she's very harsh sometimes. Our cat was sick. I think we spent, like, $2,000 on our cat. And she's like, just put it down.
so matter of fact, but it's easy to say for others.
Yeah, yeah. No. That's thanks for calling, Gavin.
7,500
That's insane. Do you know what I mean? Like, just to have you keep a cat in a cage for a week and go, oh, I don't scratch my head, don't know.
Here's a bit of cat oxygen or whatever it
That's terrible, isn't it?
They breathe different air to us,
of course they do.
Hey, guys, Love It or Loathe It is back for the year. Up next, we are talking I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Horrible story out of that show last week. You guys aren't watching it, are you?
No.
You're all going to be across it for us.
I've got to tell you about this story next.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM.
New FM.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic. And guys, this morning we are talking the TV show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. Just haven't been watching it recently.
Love it, Jade?
Yeah, I do. I actually do really enjoy this show. I just, to be honest, I've been in my own world since I've been on holiday, so I didn't know it was back.
Do you know what? It's been a massive year for the show. It's doing really well in the ratings. But I was watching it the other night. I was dragged in to see, you know, who was in the jungle. They're filming it in Australia this year.
Of course, yeah.
Obviously due to COVID. But I don't know about you guys, but I think the challenges they're making these celebs do have, like, really ramped up to the point where they're almost sadistic and cruel this year.
Really?
Yeah.
What's making you say that?
So, Tony Perrin. So, she used to host Funniest Home Videos.
Okay.
big star. Anyway, there was this challenge that they did which required them to put their heads into this box, and the box was filled with all different types of creepy crawlies, right? And this one particular box that Tony Perrin popped a head into, it was filled with jungle carpet pythons, like baby ones.
Ooh.
I've got some audio here for you, but they bit her on the face 5 times. Here's the audio. Listen to this.
I'm calm.
Turn it faster and you will escape.
Oh, no, we'll start that again, yeah.
Oh, oh my God, I got sick.
For any bit of interest there, Tony.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, I'm upset.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God.
You can call out those words at any time.
No. I'm calm.
Turn it faster and you will escape.
5 times bitten on the face, and they're competing for food for their teammates. So you can't just be like, oh no, like, get me out of here, because you won't eat for a day. But so cruel. I'm off the show now, actually.
How do you think you guys would have gone in that? Would you have bailed on the task?
Or yes.
Could you have gotten through it?
My concern with snake bites to the face is the eyes, because they could really do damage to your eyes.
Oh, she had goggles on. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. 5 bites to the face,
Yeah, it's a lot.
I think I would have pulled my head out.
And in the following days, like, the bruises all over her face were very evident.
Yeah, no chance.
Very painful, because they can get infected. That's the main problem with, like, python
bites. We're all a bunch of...
So cruel.
Wimps in this group.
That's too far, though, isn't it, for entertainment? Like, yeah, Tony Perrin, let's watch you get bitten on the face by 5 pythons.
It's got us talking about it, to be fair, and I don't think we've ever talked about that show on this show before, so maybe they've actually won at marketing.
Terrible. Hey, guys, we have a brand new game coming up next, which features cash money, which is always nice. It's Jade, Maddie and Crevo's birthday lotto. Mm-hmm. We're going to tell you how to play this next.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM.
This is
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, this is brand new to the show, kicking off 2021, giving away a birthday money. Basically, it's kicking off at $300. So, obviously, it's going to accumulate.
Yeah, every day it goes up $25.
$25, yeah. So that's pretty good. So, if you were born in a particular month...
We're going to pick it at random.
Here we go. A little, like, month spinning wheel. Here we go. Hang on. Spinning it around now.
I've got a wheel. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
That's
okay.
So real.
It has popped up July.
Oh, yay! Okay, so if you're born in July, call us now on 131009 And then we're going to pull the ball out, and if it lands on your month, then you walk
on
away
your
with
birth.
Cash.
Yeah.
Well, your birthday day and month.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you tried so hard.
There's so many hoops.
No, quite simple, really.
If you're born in July, 13-10-09, call now for your chance to win.
There we go.
I love you, Jade.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
Let's play our brand new game, Jade, Maddie and Crevo's Birthday Lotto.
This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
So we spun the wheel and it landed on the month July. So if you're born in July, we asked you to call on 13-10-09 because it's your chance to win some money. Hopefully.
$300 cash kicking it off today. It goes up $25 a day.
Absolutely.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Let's go to our first caller.
Hey, Megan. How you doing?
Oh, hello, Megan.
Hello.
Hi.
How's your morning going so far?
Not too bad. I'm just heading home from work.
Nice one. All right. What are you doing for work?
I'm aged care nurse.
Oh, you're doing good work. Yeah. Let's try and win you some cash. All right, Jade, spin those balls. Now, remember, Megan, if the date matches your birth date, you win $300, all right?
Okay.
Awesome.
Here we go. Going in for the ball.
Okay, Jade, what ball has come out?
Okay. I really hope you're born on the 19th.
Oh, no, the 25th.
Oh, pretty close.
Sorry,
thanks,
Megan.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for playing.
Enjoy your day. Let's go to Matthew. Good morning.
How are you, mate?
Hey, doing well, mate. How's your morning going so far?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Oh, nice one. All right. Well, let's spin these big old balls for you, Matthew. Spin them around, Jade.
Here we go, Matthew. The balls are bouncing
for
today.
$300.
Okay. It's number 14.
Ooh, unlucky.
No.
What day were you born?
The 2nd.
Ah, too bad.
Way off. Matthew, thanks for calling, mate. The Novo's birthday lotto, back tomorrow.
That it is.
What's so funny, Jay?
You said way off.
Sorry.
No, it was funny.
He has got any control of what day he was born. guys, up next, we are doing the stories we missed over the break but have to talk about. We're doing it in just a couple of minutes.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
And it's time to talk about some stories we missed while we're away, but just have to talk about. This first one is an absolute perler because a man has been caught naked running around in a swamp, basically, up in the Northern Territory.
This is so random.
A crockfield swamp,
yes.
Might I add.
I mean, it's unbelievable. We actually managed to grab some of the news footage, and we're just going to let them explain what happened, because you got to hear this.
This is great.
Now to a story from the Northern Territory, and it has a wild twist. A naked fugitive who'd been living on snails has been found clinging to the branches of mangroves in a waterway infested with crocodiles.
Hungry, covered in lumps and bumps, naked and all shriveled up from the sun. 4 days on the run and desperate.
I've been eating snails.
His saviours Cam and Kevin were out fishing in the mangrove creeks near Darwin.
We heard this faint like, help, help. And then we said to me mate, I'm like, is that guy saying help?
The 40-year-old man had allegedly breached bail for armed robbery.
He looked around pretty knocked up. He had scratches all over him. He was completely covered in mosquito bites, mud all over his face and his chest.
The runaway hasn't yet explained how he lost his clothes, but in the tough top end, one man's misfortune is another man's laugh.
He was suffering pretty bad.
He was very weak.
Sadistic.
Very dehydrated.
Have you got any water there, mate?
Territory mangroves are a dangerous place.
There's a big croc living down there too.
The man tried keeping out of reach.
He made himself a little nest as well, put a few branches down.
Rescuers and fugitive all thought they should stay in touch.
He's in hospital with handcuffs on, two cops babysitting him, so we were like, maybe we'll leave it.
But at least he had a pair of shorts for the boat ride back to Darwin, thanks to Cam.
I wasn't wearing any undies, so I couldn't give him mine.
Davina Smith, 9 News.
Oh, dear. Amazing.
Such a good story. And what a bunch of loose units that found him as well.
Yeah.
Like one of them freeballing him, another one giving him his shorts.
I just love how they wanted to keep in touch and they're like, oh,
maybe not. Like they wanted to because they'd rescued him and they're like, oh, actually, he's a criminal.
He's a man. He's a man, right, on the run. And I love that he's gone into a mangrove and covered himself in mud like Rambo. Like, yes. You know, he's
got, like that's going to save him? His little nest?
I want to see the footage of him, like, collecting sticks for his nest in a tree. Like a bird.
And then catching snails to eat.
That's crazy.
The man is obviously living a more interesting life than me.
You know what? I don't think you can beat that story.
No, you can't.
Let's leave it there.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Had the best sleep I've ever had.
Yeah. I noticed because I was like, oh, you were active online for an hour. I was like, oh, Maddie's gone to bed.
You're like the CIA.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
Like the CIA, Jade, eh?
Yeah, I am. Actually, I check up on you a fair bit because last night I was thinking I couldn't sleep. Obviously, first day back today. We're all stoked to be here, but I was just devastated.
Oh, sorry, did I laugh out loud there?
No.
Yeah, it's convincing.
Devastated to go, like, trying to get to sleep last night. It was so hard because we don't have a routine anymore.
I get a message from Jade, actually, at 22:48. Hello. I'm having problems going to sleep. Please call me if I'm not up by 5:10.
Yeah, I was like, I need a backup just in case.
You got to be careful with these things. But hey, we all made it. But we're all here.
Yeah, you were asleep though at that point.
My alarm was set for 5:10. Just to let you know, you called me at 5:07. So you robbed me of three minutes of sleep.
But guys, we had guests come stay with us on holidays as well. So Ben's dad and brother came down.
If you're new to the show today, just so you know, Jade hates entertaining.
Yeah. You know what? Ben and I, it's not our thing. Like, okay, certain events, okay? But we get excited when family leave. So we
not
have
when
our
they
own,
come.
So we can have our own space back. But love them when they're there, obviously. But the thing is, one of them broke my kettle. He broke it. It was going strong 2.5 years.
You have a fancy. You had a DeLonghi kettle.
No. This was just like, it was from TK Maxx. No. I got it for $20, but it was some fancy Swedish one from back in the day.
Wasn't it like orange or something?
Orange, yes.
But so it's not easy to get an orange kettle.
It's very difficult, but I do have, you're right, Maddie, the DeLonghi orange toaster, which has the matching kettle. So I had to go out and buy that. because they broke my kettle. They actually pulled the lid off. It's one of those ones where it's a button and it pops up the lid.
Of course.
Well, they actually got the lid and reefed it up and broke it off the hinge.
Could they not see that there were hinges there?
Well, I don't know.
They just broke it. Anyways, did they own up?
No, they didn't tell us. So when I went to go and use the kettle.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I said, Ben.
Who do you think it was? You have to. I know you've, Jade. You've already pinned the blame on one of
them. You know what? I reckon it was Clint. I reckon it was his older brother, Clint, that did it. Because he almost broke my washing machine door too. Like
hard group.
Yeah, very destructive. So on 13:10:09, did you have guests over the holidays, friends, family stay? And what did they break? That's what we want to know. If you've had guests come and stay and they've broken something in your house.
The more expensive, the better.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM.
We're asking you, what did the guests break over the Christmas holidays?
Yeah.
You lost your kettle, Jade.
Yeah, my kettle.
Oh. Your precious orange kettle.
$20 from TK Maxx, several years old.
It was nice. It was made in Sweden.
What a shame.
It was a pretty kettle, but I'm stoked now, secretly, though, because I do now have the matching kettle and toaster.
Oh, the fancy ones.
From DeLonghi.
Jade's living the high life.
Yeah. Nothing like having... I really felt like an adult having the matching kettle and toaster.
That is fancy.
No, I know it's ridiculous, but a nice, good model too. Like,
So the previous kettle, also orange, were you kind of like, oh, look, they kind of look the same, so people might think that they match?
Yes.
Because I reckon the orange, like, they would have been slightly different oranges. So,
yeah,
slightly mismatched. So, happy days.
But just a casual look, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but I like the orange, though, because it matches my navy cabinets. It's all about contrast.
Let's talk about more of your interior decor, Jade. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's about it. But you get the drift. So
you've got a broken orange kettle, and now you have a new orange kettle.
Yeah, but we want to know what guests have broken at your house.
That's right. Katie's on the phone. Hello, Katie.
Good morning.
Hello.
So we were the guests that broke stuff.
Oh, no, Katie. Shame.
The most embarrassing.
It was my mum. We were in Barrel, and I don't know, sleet was on the driveway, and my mum was trying to drive out of the driveway, and she slid backwards into the middle pier of the garage, so that had to be, like, foundations put up, and because it was Christmas holidays, there was, like, additional charges from call-outs from tradies, and it was terrible.
Oh.
That's quite the story, Katie. I mean, that's unbelievable. I'm lucky.
All over a leech.
No, sleets, Jade.
Okay.
Well, that's the best bit of the show.
I thought it was a leech. Looking at Barrel, whereabouts?
Barrel.
Are you all right, Jade?
I've been wondering that for years.
Thank you, Katie.
That was great.
Thanks, Katie. I didn't even know it snowed in Barrel.
Yeah. Barrel?
Barrel. Barrel.
Yeah, it's very cold there.
Oh,
snows and stuff.
Pish-tosh.
It was the leeches.
The car slipped on a leech.
Because that's believable.
No, I thought she was just freaking out over the leech and she hit the wrong pedal.
Well, you're not listening to the story, Jackson.
No,
good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good to hear your voice.
Oh, is it? That's nice.
Yeah, Jade's a bit cooked today.
I can hear. Maybe a bit sleepy. Go to bed early tonight, Jade. Up next in What's the Goss, I've got details on Nicki Minaj, Tracy Chapman. Big legal battle between them two. Also, two Graham
I think you were about to say collaboration. I was like,
Let's see if
New FM plays that.
Graham Norton as well, the TV host. Very awkward audio to play you. Something that happened to him on live breakfast TV.
Oh, brilliant.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
You know, Jackson, I didn't realise how well informed you keep me in terms of this kind of stuff because I literally know nothing that's happened in the celebrity world.
I've been out of the loop.
Well, a lot. So something that I wasn't aware of was the Nicki Minaj v. Tracy Chapman in court saga. Have you heard about this? Okay,
no.
So her album Queen was supposed to feature a song on there that sampled one of Tracy Chapman's tracks. Now, I've got the comparison here. So this is Tracy Chapman.
That was Nicki.
Obviously. And then this is the copy that Nicki Minaj wanted to put on her album. So she requested Tracy Chapman sign off on it. She said, absolutely not, Nicki. So then it was left out of the album. So that song actually leaked. So Tracy Chapman now sued Nicki Minaj. So that's just settled in court for $450,000.
Tracy Chapman, you know what? Take the compliment. Take the compliment, though.
Well, she probably would have done better to let it go on the album and try and get a cut.
Yeah, that's true. Well, she was mad, apparently, because Nicki Minaj allegedly bullied her on Twitter and tried to get her fans to troll her into appearing on the album.
Come
I'm like,
on.
Calm down.
Yeah, calm yourself to a panic lady.
I mean, 150 grand's all right.
Who even plays Tracy Chapman anymore?
Not me. You know what? I know people will string me up for this, but I hate Fast Car.
Oh, it's coming up next. No, it's not.
Oh, thank goodness. It's been done. It's cooked.
It's overcooked. Not your cup of tea.
It's been done.
You know when
the oven.
You know when it's been covered and also flogged on the radio that the song's at the end of its life.
Yeah, it really is.
Absolutely.
It's one I don't mind cutting off. Moving on to Graham Norton. Now, I don't know how familiar you are with him, but I just wanted to play his really awkward audio because he appeared on This Morning over, it's like the sunrise of the UK with Alison Hammond, and she instantly asked him about his dog.
The last time I saw you, you was with your dog out and about. I've just been told I'm going to get a four-legged friend. Have you still got your dog?
No, dead.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm absolutely devastated.
She sounded devastated, didn't she? She's also been trolled online.
You know what, though? Aww. Graham Norton, just hearing him, I feel like he appreciated the comedic timing of his own dog being dead.
No, it's dead.
It's dead. Like, he's like, you just gave me that joke.
So are people trolling her now?
Yeah, he's called for them to calm down and said that she didn't mean anything bad by it. He's actually going to use it in his comedy tour that's coming
out. Of course
out.
He is. No, there you go. He recognised that as an amazing joke just given to him straight away.
Some would say, you know, maybe he's glad that the dog died to get that joke.
Yeah, or maybe it's still alive and joke's on her.
Maybe. Thank you, Jackson. Welcome. Appreciate that.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. Yeah, Newcastle's only block of ad-free music is kicking off at 9 o'clock with producer Jackson.
Yo, your summer song, sound like this, Fatboy Slim.
Ooh.
And Praise You, it's on the way.
I like it.
Fresh Ed Sheeran and Afterglow is in there as well. And Katy Perry, her stalker's on the loose at the moment. Have you heard about that?
No.
Didn't show up for court, so she's in lockdown.
Oh, poor Katy.
That's a bit of excitement, though,
isn't
it?
Yeah, don't be a stalker.
Is that just general advice?
Great advice, Jade. You've
really made it, though, when you have a stalker. Kind of exciting.
I agree.
I'm gonna pass on stalkers.
You have a couple people that are, you know, overly interested in you, Jade, that call up all the time.
Oh, really?
Where's Jade? What's she doing? What's she wearing today?
Don't encourage.
Also, Jackson, all day while you work, we have exclusive tickets. It's actually been embargoed until this morning.
Oh, my God.
The Elfkins, Baking a Difference, the film.
Yes,
we've got plenty of tickets to give away all day,
Making it rain, Elfkin.
Yay. Yeah, it's all part of New FM's 105 Days of Summer prizes galore, guys.
Get excited, kids.
Yeah, how good is that?
Yeah, and imagine it, get excited, kids. Maybe some adults want to go along and see the Elfkins Baking a Difference.
It actually sounds fun.
Only it's in cinemas. Right up Jade's alley, I reckon.
January 14th.
Just because Christmas is over doesn't mean that.
You can't still have fun with elves.
Exactly.
Why is a Christmas movie out on January 14th?
Who
I'm
knows?
Sure it's a great film, though.
It's a mystery.
Blockbuster movies are back at Event Cinemas. Book now, eventcinemas.com.au, guys.
Up next, I want to talk about, you know, there's heaps of coronavirus conspiracy theories that float around, right?
Of course.
Yeah. One of the biggest ones has just been busted wide open in quite a hilarious way. We're going to get into it in just a minute.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM.
Corona time. Hey, it's corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
Yeah, so guys, one of the big conspiracy theories that's been out for a while is that the whole thing is made up so that Bill Gates can get a vaccine into you with a microchip and, like, track everyone, control people, that sort of thing. You might have heard this floating around,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, stupid.
Now, it seems absolutely ridiculous as it is, but they also, like, connect it to 5G, like the wireless towers,
yeah,
that, you know, for the new mobile phone technology. And like, everyone just, you would think, or most people think, oh, this is a bit ridiculous. But these conspiracy theorists are just so intent in what they're doing that they just keep pushing this agenda, right? So much so that recently they released what they said was the schematic diagram. So that's like when you have a microchip, like shows where all the little wires and transistors go and stuff. Of this chip, of the 5G COVID-19 chip that was going to be put into the vaccine. However, upon closer inspection, like, a bunch of tech guys realized that this was the exact schematic diagram taken from a Boss Metal Zone guitar pedal. So all they'd done is somebody had taken, gone onto the Boss website, which is a big guitar pedal brand, and like copied the schematic diagram from the instruction manual and then written on it in different spots, like COVID, 5G, like Bill Gates and all this stuff. And it'd been shared widely across Twitter. And like, as you can imagine, just making an absolute joke out of this whole thing.
Do you know what? Isn't it so bizarre in our world that, like, literally one doctored photo can convince so many people, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, that the COVID vaccine isn't legitimate.
Yeah, or it's trying to, like, get, you know, control us in some way. In the first, so like, bad. In the first, I think it was 8 hours, it was favorited 29,000 times.
That's crazy.
So that just shows how gullible so many people are in believing these ridiculous conspiracy theories.
Well, people just take what they read on the internet as gospel truth, and you just can't.
Yeah, just
it's
because,
ridiculous.
Just because there's, you know, a diagram doesn't mean it's the diagram that relates to anything similar.
Where did they announce that it was, in fact, a Boss guitar pedal?
Well, somebody, schematic like, diagram. Obviously must have recognized it, like some boffin or something.
There's quite a few people in the world that would recognize that.
Yeah, well, if you're really into guitar pedals, I guess you know your stuff. But they, yeah, straight away, they obviously put up the link and put up the comparison, and it's just copied. They just copied it directly and changed a couple of the words. Amazing.
They played us.
Yeah, exactly. So beware conspiracy theories. It's all a bunch of garbage. And when the vaccine comes, do the right thing and get it. That's my message.
It was good seeing the Vice President-elect Kamala Harris getting it on stage.
Yeah.
Really good move.
That's the sort of example and the sort of thing that we need, you know, our leaders to be doing.
It's been a bit of a roller coaster, like, in the last month or so with COVID, hasn't it? Like,
oh, my God.
Just when you think you've kicked it, rears its ugly head again.
Yeah, keep washing your hands, stay vigilant.
Yeah, and do you know what? Mask up. I will say, like, in Sydney, everyone is masking up. Like,
very good.
Well, it's been mandated by the government that, like, shops and public transport.
Yeah.
I think here in Newcastle, it's still mandatory to wear a mask on the trains and buses. Mm. Amazing the people that aren't.
Mm.
I think it's a statewide trains thing. I could be wrong.
Anyway,
I don't believe it's here.
When's the last time you caught a train, Jade?
Yeah, that's
I heard
true.
The announcement on the train.
No,
the
but
other day.
I follow Sonia Hornery's posts, and nothing had changed for Newey.
I could be wrong. We'll find out.
Anyway, be careful. Stay safe out there.
Very
the
good.
Message.
Last calls up next. Maybe you can tell us if it's okay to not wear a mask on public transport here. Anything you want to talk about from the show today? 13 10 09. Give us a call right now.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
New FM.
30 degrees. The top ad at Maitland today.
Guys. Toasty.
Maddie and Crevo.
Toasty.
I'm devastated because my mum and I, when she came and visited over the holidays, we went and bought new swimmers. Couldn't use them because the whole time she was here, it was raining. So I've got these brand new swimmers that I haven't christened yet.
I went in yesterday. So warm. The water's amazing.
Ugh. Since when do you go swimming at the beach, Crevo?
I like it. I've never heard you say that. It's so good yesterday.
How long has it been since you went
Took
swimming?
A dip.
Christmas Day.
Prior to that?
Oh, I can't remember.
12 months ago.
Are you a toe dipper or are you straight in?
Straight in.
Yeah?
Get straight in.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have seen me up in... Yeah, Port Townsville, Douglas. Port Douglas, yeah. Oh, I got that fat whale of a body out. I didn't care. I felt great.
Yeah, super don't worry. Tan.
You should, you got to be, you know, body positive, mate.
Do you know what's so interesting about the water up there?
What?
It's so salty. Like extra salty. And we're, no, 100%, it is.
Hang on a second.
There's got to be a reason why the water is extra salty.
Tap water here with I'm talking ocean about the ocean. There.
Dude, you're not in Jerusalem, like where the Dead Sea is, isn't it there?
Yeah, that's more salty.
You guys never believe me with this stuff. It was extra salty. And I was so worried I was going to. The temperature's so nice in the water up there, but nobody swims in it because there's a box jellyfish everywhere. So. No,
it's are you saying that no one swims in it, so no one's noticed how salty it is?
I think it's the stupidest thing you've ever said.
It's no saltier than here, man.
You know what? You guys can get stuffed.
Maddie, I'm going to side with you here. It's all to do with evaporation. Some parts of the ocean evaporate more, so it's more dense in the salt.
Where were you? Magnetic Townsville. Island.
Magnetic Island this was, yeah.
Like some parts, I'm sure.
Oh, look at you backpedal. That you guys are wrong.
Up at Queensland, it's just not more salty than here. It's just not.
No. I wish you brought a little sample with you back.
Oh, you want to taste it, do you, Jade?
Yeah, well, clearly you are.
Jackson, where did you find this information?
I just Googled, is the ocean more salty in certain parts?
And it is.
I'm happy to do a road trip once the borders open for you guys.
Yep, thank you.
I've got a sample up there.
Yeah, done.
Oh, well, you guys have egg on your face, don't you?
No, we don't.
That's not proven anything. Right. Jackson doing a quick Google.
A bit of marshland where it does evaporate, sure, but just the regular ocean? Nah.
Okay, 105 minutes commercial free. Kicking off next with Jackson.
Yo. Belinda Carlisle.
Good tune.
Summer Rain, yeah. It's not too bad. 5 Seconds of Summer as well.
Maddie's favourite band. Are they coming to Newcastle soon?
Are they coming to Newcastle soon?
Which are going to their concert?
They are coming to Newcastle soon.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. You're going to go to the concert?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Stop being mean to Maddie this morning.
Oh, it's a bit of fun.
Yeah, sure.
It's a bit of fun between mates.
Oh, thank you. Where would I be without you, Jackson?
I don't know.
Lost.
In therapy.
Yes. So Newcastle's the only block of ad-free music and tickets to Elfkins on the air all day.
Now that is something you want to get your hands on.
Yeah, the kids will love it.
Exclusive.
Making a difference.
Embargoed until today.
Can I just say, really good being back with you.
Yeah, it's
2021, good. First show done and dusted.
You know what I liked about this show? Usually the first show's always a little bit weird, like we're out of sync with one another.
Yeah.
You know.
None of that.
None of that. Great. Good. No, we've come a long way in our relationship.
You know why? Mm. Because Maddie kept in touch.
Oh. We need to do this on the show tomorrow.
We have to have a little bit of a chat.
Jade had a big request from both of us before the holidays.
Yep.
Which was?
Keep in touch.
Yeah, did you keep in touch with Jade? How many messages?
Oh, I don't keep count because we're just such good friends.
In touch?
You did. It was great. Even on Christmas Day, bless your heart.
Oh, bless your little cotton socks.
Isn't he a darling?
He is, isn't he?
I love you.
9 o'clock. Bye.
See ya.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM.